Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Patrick Manley's on Twitter, at Patrick Manley. He is usually the Bears pregame host. He's not going to be this week. He's actually replaced by Dan Pompey this week because this game is kind of beneath Patrick Manley, I believe. And this segment with him is brought to you by Bet Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app today and bet for free. Piece of news here. The Score's Bruce Levine reporting Theo Epstein will talk to the team and to the media today. So they are going to get Theo out to discuss the ongoing and developing Addison Russell story. But we're talking football right now, Patrick. And you mentioned, as we heard in the open, you got to run off a butt. You got to find a butt. I see some butt, and it's the Arizona Cardinals, because they're just butt.
Dan, they are. And what's funny, you know, you hear about how bad they are and how they've been outscored 58-6 in their first two games. When I went back to turn on the tape, I put on the Rams game, which was their last week's game first. The very first play summed it up. It's Sam Bradford under center, takes a snap, turns to his left, hands it to David Johnson, and falls down, trips over. I almost laughed out loud, and I go, wow, this is going to be interesting. It's just Sam Bradford just looks like his time is past. You know, too many knee injuries, too many beatings, and he's their number one reason why they are just completely inefficient on offense.
The offense is, I think, cost the defense. There's some names on defense, whether that's Chandler Jones or Patrick Peterson. I mean, you go on, there's more to Marcus Golden. I wonder, though, if just being out on the field as long as they have, the possessions for the Cardinals are like 9 seconds long, and then they punt the thing or turn it over, and then the defense is out there again. Can this defense challenge if it's given any kind of rest, any kind of time against the Bears?
Yeah, I don't see it. Couple examples. I was actually just looking at the tape against the Redskins game, and they ran the ball for 100-plus yards. Adrian Peterson, I think, 92 or 96 yards, and they had a great day running the ball. And their running plan was just kind of running zone right, zone left, and with a little power game. And that's what Jordan Howard excels at. So seeing that, I was like, oh, okay. They're not going to be able to really stop the run game if the Bears choose to go at it that way. You know, they've done a little bit of more trickeration so far in some different formations and different jet sweeps and things like that, but I'd like to see him go more to the zone game and the power game with Jordan Howard, just seeing how well Washington did against Arizona's defense. And Arizona's defense, the other biggest thing with them is they're talking right now this week, they don't know who's going to start, who's going to play where, because they played so poorly. Yeah, they have some names, but Dayon Buchanan, I believe, only played 35% of the plays last week because he played so poorly against Washington in week one. They have Hassan Reddick, who's a first-round draft pick, who's hardly seeing the field. So they have some names, but they're just not performing. I think they're trying to figure out who they can put out there to maybe make this defense a little bit better.
Is Larry Fitzgerald more name than performer now?
No, he is still got it. He's just an extreme route runner. I was actually listening to somebody talk the other day. I think it was a podcast with Nate Burleson or something. He was saying the most important thing, no matter your age, speed, or whatever, is being able to run routes in the NFL. And he can still do it. He's the only guy on that team that can get open, but unfortunately Sam Bradford just can't get it to him. He's been overthrowing everybody or just not seeing anybody, getting out of the pocket a little too early. But yes, Larry Fitzgerald can still play at a high level.
If last week you were given control of this Arizona Cardinals team, would you have started someone other than Sam? I guess they still could theoretically, but would you start someone other than Sam Bradford, whether that be Josh Rosen or Mike Glennon?
Yes, I would. After watching the first two games, it's just they're not going anywhere this year. And I think a lot, too, with coaches holding on to a young quarterback and not putting him in there is maybe he's showing them something in practice that he's not ready. But it's been really, really, really bad, and as bad as advertised the first 2 weeks for the Cardinals. So, I'm you know, it's early. I think we had a lot of talk of this last year with Mike Glennon and Mitch Trubisky, when are you going to put him in? I think it's coming, and it may be coming the second half this week if the Bears defense just goes out there and destroys them like they should. I wouldn't be surprised to see it, but a lot of times, like I said, if they're not putting young guys in, there's something going on behind the scenes, whether it's in meetings or on the practice field.
It looks to me like we should anticipate them just getting the ball out to somebody so as not to expose Bradford to Khalil Mack and his merry band of pranksters who seem to be wreaking havoc in opposing backfields with abandon. What's the counter to that? Obviously, you want Mack doing what he's doing, but he also can chase laterally. He also can chase within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage and go blow up receivers and ball carriers. If, in fact, they're not going to let you get the sacks, what's the counter to that so you can still make the most out of your pass rushers?
Well, they have one player there, David Johnson, which they have not been using at all, and I think many fantasy football owners know that. And I think that's a guy they need to utilize to try to slow the Bears down, and one way is the screen game. But again, Khalil Mack showed against the Packers that he can read that out pretty well. But that's what I think makes the defense for the Bears so freaking good, is they have talent at every level, they have speed at every level, and it's tough to counter. But the one guy that can maybe neutralize the Bears defense would be David Johnson if you start playing him like Bruce Arians did. Spread him out a little bit, get him in the slot, get him outside, quit just running him up the middle. That's the guy, or the scheme, I guess he would be the scheme technically, to try to neutralize those guys. But I just don't see it happening with the talent the Bears have everywhere.
You mentioned this could be a big game for Jordan Howard offensively. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, you know, based on what you've seen last year from Mitch and in the last couple of starts and what we've seen in this offense, what are the best deep chances to take against this Arizona Cardinals defense? You know, we saw in that first game, you know, Taylor Gabriel, he takes the whole shot there against the cover two. There was something off the back foot to Tariq Cohen the other day against the Seahawks. There's a rollout touchdown to Anthony Miller for his first in the NFL. Anything specific that you can take shots against this Arizona Cardinals defense with, given what Mitch does well?
Well, if you do it, just stay away from Patrick Peterson.
Yeah.
That guy's going to just cover that entire side of the field. So I don't think that's a guy you want to try to go deep. But, you know, Matt Nagy did talk this week that about Mitch moving out of the pocket and trying to get him more mobile and outside of the pocket, and he performs very, very well doing that. So I could see that as well. But, again, I think this offense, not only are the players still learning it, I think the coaches are still learning it as well. And what I mean by that is they're trying to figure out, with all the toys that they have of a Taylor Gabriel, Tariq Cohen, all these guys that are little, I call them gadget guys, but guys that can fit in many different places, they're trying to figure out when they call these plays and scheme these plays, who excels where. And I think they're still figuring that out, and I think that's part of the process as well with Mitch, is that he's trying to figure out, you know, how are we going to put these plays together. And I think that's going to be interesting to see what they do. But to really answer your question, it's just going to be Allen Robinson, I believe, that is the one you want to go to away from Patrick Peterson. But Patrick Peterson is just, he's an animal out there.
I'm still trying to find the right way to watch this offense. There are things that I have to get used to. You know, Danny Parkins told me, having seen it all in Kansas City, he says, get used to the fact that it might look a little collegiate sometimes. There are planned quarterback runs. There are these RPOs. This is what they do, and I'm trying to get my head around it. But one thing I want to see is, rather than Mitchell Trubisky seeing somebody open and throwing it to him, or deciding, I see a matchup, I'm going to put it in a place for a receiver to make a play. As I understand it, if I'm going to take Nagy at his word since he arrived, they have certain route combinations. They have certain plays called. They have certain checks at the line based on the coverage they see, based on the formation, that guys will be open after the pass is thrown. It isn't, hey, he's open, it's okay. They're in quarters coverage, or they're in soft man. We are in this. This is the throw. After the throw is made, holy crap, how did that guy get so open? Mm-hmm. Because it worked. Mm-hmm. I'm not there yet. You know, maybe the offense isn't there yet, but I'm just going with what Nagy says about how this is supposed to work. The timing, I don't see yet.
Okay, that's funny you say that, because I was watching the Rams game, and it's very similar offense and similar philosophy. And that's where you get your answer. If you get bored or whatever, get your game pass, put on a Rams game and watch that. That's the way it's supposed to work. Jared Goff is making throws that are coming out, like you said, when guys are not looking, and boom, they're right in the, you know, in the soft part of his zone. And it was fun to kind of watch that offense and see where this offense can potentially go, because it is very similar. It's a timing offense. You know, you are scheming against whatever they're showing in front of you, but to me it looks like Jared Goff already knows what's going to happen. The elite quarterbacks in this league, they get under center, and they're like, okay, this or this can happen. I think Mitch gets under center, and he's like, this or this can happen. And then he has to wait and react and read and react and do all that. And I think it's just going to take time for him to get more reps and see what you're talking about and what Matt Nagy's teaching him about how to already know where the ball is going to go.
The way you're verbalizing that interestingly, because when we had Sage Rosenfels on, who is the Bernstein and McKnight show's quarterback whisperer.
He's great.
So good at talking about quarterbacking. He mentioned that there were a number of hitches, and not necessarily using hitch like a hitch in a swing like it's a bad thing, but he actually looked at it mechanically with where Trubisky is in his drop, when his weight is on his back foot, at the moments at which those decisions are made, that it's not quite clicking yet. It's not quite there. At this hitch, I should see this. At this moment, it's this. And when we talk about timing offenses, it just appears that his eyes aren't matched up to the clock in the way they need to be.
Agreed. I don't know it as well as Sage does. You can just see that even his body's wrong. His feet are wrong. His shoulders are the wrong angle. All that kind of stuff where he's just not in the proper, I can't even put it the right way, the proper quarterback position to deliver the ball when it needs to be delivered. And, yeah, you can see that. And I think it's just going to be him getting more comfortable and knowing what the defense is already going to be in or what they're going to get to when he snaps the ball and he gets into his play.
You mentioned earlier, Patrick, the idea of this offense using each individual player the right way, finding that area where Allen Robinson succeeds or Gabriel succeeds, those little things they do incredibly well. Are you pleased with how Tariq Cohen's been deployed so far in two games? I know it's not a whole lot, but we've got some preseason tape too. How do you expect him to be used in this offense? How's it been different than how you expected?
Well, I think he's got a twin. That Taylor Gabriel was kind of his twin. They're similar type of body size. They can play the same position in the slot. We've seen Tariq do that well last year. I think he has. You can't say you have too many options, but you have a lot of guys that can do similar skills, have similar skill sets. So I think that's part of the issue with Tariq Cohen. And I'd like to see him maybe utilize him in the run game better. I think he's doing a pretty good job, in the passing game and the gadget game and stuff like that. But the run game, he'd like to see a little bit of different stuff. Trying to get him outside, maybe on a pitch crack that we've seen before with other coordinators here that he always seemed to do pretty well with. So I think part of the issue is truly trying to figure out which one is better at those little details of the offense.
Patrick, thank you. We appreciate it.
You bet. You bet, guys.
Patrick Manley of 670, the Score, the former Chicago Bear.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.